Prologue. Lou. I hate how happy she looks, hopping and skipping around a bonfire in the middle of the woods like some kind of fucking fairy princess. Her and all the other half-baked hippies who live here. The noises they're making are horrible. Howls and yelps and random interpretive drum solos. Someone's shaking a turtle shell on a stick, for fuck's sake. This is what passes for music around here. A pair of cymbals crash together out of nowhere. But I don't even flinch. I don't have the energy. Luna, come dance with us, my mother calls, beckoning me with long, fluid arm movements. She has always been a little bohemian. But ever since my dad... Well, she's gone off the fucking deep end. Her golden brown skin is swirled with silver paint. Locks of her thick dark hair are wrapped in copper wire and pierced with hoops and dangly crystals. Her armpits look like chia pets, and her tits are bouncing around like a couple of newly liberated bitches, free of the patriarchy and all its underwired confines. Returning my attention to the sketchbook in my lap, I flip up the hood on my black sweatshirt and frown at my drawing. Rotting flesh requires so much shading. I curl up under the tree I'm leaning against and drag my pencil in short strokes across the paper. But something's not quite right. It needs more... dried blood? Exposed bone structure? I glance up and find my subject again. Leaf, the commune leader. Sorry, I meant artist colony leader. Evidently, these people are more offended by the term commune than their own repulsive body odor. Leaf blows into a wooden tube that has to be at least 4 feet long, producing the same groan-like baritone noise as a constipated elephant. He takes a deep breath and blows again, so hard that I think his eyes might pop out of his head. That's it. That's what's missing. I flip my pencil over and erase Zombie Leaf's right eyeball, redrawing it a few inches lower, dangling from the socket. Much better. I guess the constipated elephant call was some kind of hippie bat signal, because the drum circle suddenly goes quiet and all eyes turn toward Leaf. He spreads his arms and smiles, slow and wide. His long hair is pulled back in a low ponytail, and his face is kind, I guess. But there's something about that grin that gives me the fucking creeps. Beautiful. That was truly beautiful, my fellow conduits of spirit. Did you feel the silvery glow of the moonlight bathing us in its radiance just now? It's as if the entire cosmos stopped by to help us welcome these three new souls into our communal family. Crystal, George, Luna. Welcome to Indigo Hills. My heart slides all the way down into my guts as every scruffy, unwashed face turns toward my mom and cheers. She beams at them one by one, soaking up the adoration as she reaches for her new husband's reluctant hand. George isn't from the commune either. In fact, it's possible that he's even more out of place here than I am. Picture a grumpy old man from Long Island, New York, suffering silently in an ill-fitting tunic and a few yards of love beads. That's my stepdad right now. I would almost feel sorry for him, but he agreed to this bullshit. He's enabling my mother's grief journey or midlife crisis or nervous breakdown or whatever the hell this is. And because of that, I'm going to be finishing high school in some backwoods Appalachian hillbilly town, hundreds of miles away from all my friends. Nobody fucking cares what I want, what's best for me, not my mom, not George, and definitely